Well, look who it is. It's Kimmy-cho. Yes, I am back for my little hiatus break, or whatever you want to call it. I got back from Italy like a month ago, and it was great. I got to be in Italy, aka Rome, when the World Cup was happening, and you know how much of a blast that could be, right? You're surrounded by like thousands of Italians, and they're all like, "Yay! Fun spending the World Cup with a bunch of horny Italian guys." So yeah, that was my vacation. I went from like northern Italy to like Cinque Terre, Dolomites, and Rome, and Venice, and Florence, and all that stuff. So yeah, it was a bunch of fun. But talking about nowadays, I'm going to be going to the Family Values corn tour thing jigger like this coming weekend. So yeah, I thought I might do some Dorian Gray and some other random stuff that just happens to be on my mind. So yeah, I guess this is kind of a welcoming back party, I'm supposing. So it's probably only gonna be a couple songs because I have to go to the movies later on. So yeah, here comes the first song, which is Alice's Nine's Fantasy. Hope you guys enjoy it, because I know I'm gonna enjoy this little break.
She's a mother. 星空は
Howdy ho, campers. Hope you guys enjoy that song, because, yeah, that was a good song. It's one of my favorite songs by Alice Nine. Yeah, so school's going to be starting in like a week. Oh, goody, here comes college. Woo! Yeah, I gotta go pick up my books today. I don't want to go. Yeah. Let's see, I had my expo thing yesterday. That's a worthless piece of shit. We just pretty much did nothing. Like, got to meet all these stupid counselors, and it was a waste of time. So, if you're ever gonna go to Expo, and you already know where all your classes are, don't go. Because a lot of the times, the tour people don't know what the hell they're talking about. Okay, yeah, what other exciting things has happened? Oh, yesterday I got to see Dirge of Servius' trailer on my television for the first time. I was like, oh shit, what? Oh my god, there's like Gat on my television. Wow. So yeah, maybe I'll play that next. Okay, I guess I'm gonna play Redemption by Gat next.
Sasaka, you got it.
definitely not one of my favorite songs created by Gat, but, whatever. So, if you, I don't know if you have heard or have not heard, but yeah, Yoshiki went to Otakon or something like that, just last weekend or the weekend before that, I can't remember now, and he said that he and Gat were forming a band. You know, two great minds. You know they'll create some sort of good vibes, I guess, or something. But I just want to hear whatever new creations they're going to make. So, I plan on buying that CD anyways. Oh yeah, I was going to mention something about the Korn concert. I'm going to the Sacramento concert this weekend, and I'll be in the pit. If anyone wants to come by, I'll be hanging out with Bob Chan, and most likely a lot of the other Duran Gray fans in the pit. So stop on by and I'll say hi and whatever. So I'm gonna play a Duran Gray song, but I'm not sure which one I'm gonna play. So yeah. Yeah, that's not like my favorite part in the whole song, but yeah. So, I was gonna mention something about Mosh Pit First Timers. So I have this little thing written up. So, warning: if you have general admission and or will be on the floor Mosh Pit, do not wear unfunctionable clothes. For example, no dangling or hoop earrings, no skirts, no shoes that you cannot jump in, like no heels, platforms, nothing hoops, strings, loops, spikes, or anything that can be torn off your body easily. no pigtails or hair down. I recommend a low ponytail, fake or real dreads or a bun. Don't use any pins or clips because they'll most likely dig into your head. Your best bet is to wear a hot pair of jeans with a plain t-shirt or some sort of shirt, a strong belt, a bra with several type of locks on the back, or yeah, usually I duct tape it because like there are some perverts out there who will try and unhook your bra, but yeah, just wear a standard t-shirt or whatever. Definitely wear comfortable shoes. Simplicity is key. If you really want to go all out with something, make it the makeup. But remember, you will most likely get all sweaty if you're jumping all around, so stick to the waterproof shit to avoid massive dripping and smearing, and yeah. Wear lots of deodorant. I do not want to be jumping next to someone who smells like ass. Drink water before you leave and have some in the car afterwards so you don't get dehydrated. Yeah. My main suggestion is to stretch before you leave your house, especially your calves, and then when you get home as well. This will help you avoid like massive crampage. Trust me, it's not a lot of fun. If the show's very loud, you may find that everyone seems to be having a lisp, and don't worry, it'll go away in a couple days. Remember to grip a guy or someone so you don't get separated or anything, because it will happen, trust me. Assert yourself on the floor. If someone tries to cut in front of you, elbow! Yeah, right in the rib. Or at least, like, shove them aside and yell at them or something. Try not to get picked up by the crowd for surfing, because you'll just find yourself at the back row. It's no fun, trust me. It may seem fine and fun at the time, but then you'll have to, like, squirm yourself off the front and worrying about elbowing. And yeah. Pick up your feet. You don't want to be trampled. So if you do get trampled or being pulled under wherever, grab the nearest guy to help you pull you up. It's common floor courtesy. You have the advantage. Well, at least I have the advantage. I'm a girl. So if someone falls, help them up. I'm sure that they'll do the same for you if you have the same problem. So I guess that's about all I have to say. I don't know what song I'm gonna play. It's probably gonna be the last song, so yeah, I'll play the last song and I'll tell you what it is afterwards.
Sometimes I'm a selfish fake.
Forgive me again.
Wow, it was an English song. Wow, I think that's the first time I've played an English song. Has it been the first time I've played an English song? I don't know. Well, that was There For You by another band that's going to be at that concert called Flyleaf. They sound a lot like Evanescence in kind of a weird way because, I don't know, they just kind of remind me of Evanescence. I don't know why. But that's not the point. I guess that's pretty much the end of the show. I don't really have anything else I need to say. So, for all of those people going to the Sacramento of the show, hope to see you there. This is Kimmy Cho signing off, because I sure am nutty.
Please hang up and try again.